This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, Drinking Game Podcast is back with the Rad Dude Cast. Check it out. Do it with friends. Get a group together. Get them together for a pregame. I'm pretty drunk because we're taping this after the show. Enjoy. It's ridiculous. Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, San New York Labs. We're every Tuesday and Friday with your email, your questions, your stories. You your heard friends. It. I got the Rad Dude Cast back on the J Train podcast. They just sang along. Brendan Ayer, Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito. Welcome back.
Aloha.
Welcome. To die.
Yeah, good start.
So we got a wild start here. And let me just explain to you, the listeners. 2 years ago today that we are taping this, we did the first ever Drinking Game podcast, okay? And we are going to run it back. So this is the second Drinking Game podcast here on the J Train podcast. And I brought the Rad Dude Cast here to do it up. Are you guys ready to get drunk?
Rise from your grave.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Is well, that Altered Beast? Is yes. that right?
Oh, yeah.
That's well, who we are tonight. That was for one person. That
men
reference.
To become wolves.
So welcome to the podcast. So listen, if this is your first Drinking Game podcast, here's how it goes, okay? We are going to read the emails. Usually I read through the emails beforehand and pick some good ones.
Yeah.
We're just going blind.
Yeah,
okay? And it could be a hypothetical. Yep. It could be a regular email. Uh-huh. It could be anything. It could be a shout out. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There are little Easter eggs that Easter. We have pre-chosen.
Yes.
That if they happen, we have to do a certain type of drinking. So this is for 21 plus. If you're under the age of 21, get out the waters.
Yeah.
Okay, you can play with water.
Yeah, yeah.
What about cough syrup?
No.
Maybe they could.
They didn't even think of that until now.
Yeah.
So thank you, Anthony. So listen, we're going to have Mansamp read off what the stipulations are. He's going to read off what are the things that will make us drink, and then we'll get into the email. So,
well, I'm going to huff some paint. That'll make me drink.
Well, that's the key here. Okay, you got to get on the paint huffing train.
Well, that's the thing. If you're under 21, though, in all honesty,
just get some water, listen,
you
want to
use the metallic paints. The gold.
Yes. Can you guys stop
the silvers?
Giving,
yes,
the silvers.
Can you guys stop giving
silverfish.
Giving people under 21 new ideas?
Oh, no, these are old ideas.
But they didn't even know these before.
Oh,
so listen, we're going to read
off. Don't huff paint. It's low class.
We're going to read off the rules, and we're going to read off the rules, and then we're going to get into it. I'm here with the Rad Dude Cast. You know them and love them from this podcast, from their own podcast, the Rad Dude Cast. It's out. When do you guys put it?
Weekly. Every week.
You guys don't even have a schedule.
We haven't narrowed in on a day yet. But
how long have you been doing the podcast?
We don't know, really.
We don't know that either.
Also, more than 2 years, because we just listened back.
More, more.
And you still haven't picked out a day. So maybe in a couple of years, you guys will pick out a day.
But it does, you know what? I will, in our defense, it now comes out weekly. It used to be very inconsistent. You used to get it when you got it.
Rad Dude Cast, and they're doing a live show, okay? So listen up. They're doing a live show November 6th at New York Comedy Club.
7 p.m.
November 6th. New York Comedy Club, 7 p.m. I'm going to be hosting. You guys are going to do a live Rad Dude Cast.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to that show and you're in New York City, go to New York Comedy Club's website and use the promo code what?
Rad Dude. And here's the other thing. So you use the promo code Rad Dude.
Listen, let me tell the listeners at home.
Yeah.
Greg is looking at me like he is speaking his first words ever.
I am.
Well, I don't know. So he shows up to the Drinking Cast all fucked up already.
Already high.
Yeah.
Figured I'd come in like Randy Savage looking for a fight.
Yeah. So hold on. Before we get
not
to the
even Randy Savage's thing.
So if you guys have an email,
I didn't mean that him. I meant like a guy named Randy who is also a savage.
Oh, Randy the Savage.
Randy the Savage.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, yeah. Now that makes
I'll eat
sense.
Your dog. I don't care. Stay off my lawn.
Randy, calm down.
So listen up. So in a normal episode, obviously this isn't a normal episode already. So in a normal episode, you can send your emails jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Mansamp, let's bring you on. You're going to read the rules for the Drinking Game podcast.
Yes, sir.
And listen, before we get into this, this is a podcast to be shared with friends. If you
Lots of friends.
So if you are a listener to this podcast on a regular basis, maybe you play this at your pregame and you guys all do this together and drink along with the cast.
Can I be crazy here? I say share this with your enemies.
Yes.
Make them your friends.
There we go. That's an idea.
And so, keep in mind two things. Yeah. One, if you don't just have to make the drinking... Greg, don't... Why are you doing that? Greg just moved my microphone into my mouth. But one, you don't have to play just during the Drinking Game episode. You can play... The rules apply every episode.
Rules could apply every
And then a reminder, I don't drink anymore, which makes this the best for me.
Brendan doesn't drink anymore.
So I just get to watch.
Let me tell you,
big
all,
old can of paint.
All you
right next to
drink the paint, maybe.
His face is completely pink.
Yeah.
From the bag of pink paint that he used. So listen, here's the all you need to play are the rules that Mansamp's about to explain.
Mm-hmm.
A shot glass. Mm-hmm. We are brought to you by Jaeger today. The guys at M Booth gave us some Jaeger, so we're gonna drink some Jaeger. And we got and some beer. So beer, booze, a shot glass, a penis, a vagina, and Mansamp. That's all you need. So
Mansamp.
Let's get the rules. Ready?
Rule one.
Yeah. So this is going to be the sound that you're going to hear if you guys.
It's a drink. That's the signifying that you have to drink.
This is what you'll hear.
That's a drink. Okay.
Cool.
Now these are the rules. Any anti-Semitism, you guys are going to take a shot of beer. Yeah.
Okay, Mansamp, now what if we do our own anti-Semitism?
You're That's drinking. A shot of beer.
Yeah, okay, great.
Shot of beer. Right. Any form of anti-Semitism, shot of beer.
Great,
if
all right.
somebody feathers Jared's nuts, you're taking a shot of beer.
That's a shot of beer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, any form of feathering.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Feathering, shot of beer.
Uh-huh.
Right. If somebody says boiled...
Yeah.
Boiled your beans, whatever, or some other form of feathering that isn't the word feathering. Uh-huh. It's a shot of booze.
So that's a shot of booze. So if they take the feathering my nuts line and change it to any other form of feathering, boiled, braised,
baking your biscuits,
baking my
whatever.
Biscuits, we will take a shot of booze.
Yes. Okay.
If a listener gets friend zoned, it's a 10-second chug.
10-second chug on a friend zone.
If an email starts tough, the guy's like, no, I just want to go out there and fuck and then asks what he should do about his girlfriend and soft.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So if it's, that's a shot of booze.
So if it starts alpha and ends beta, that is a what? Yeah.
Shot of booze.
Shot of booze.
If penis
Hold on. If Greg talks through all of the rules,
sorry.
How does that help? What happens then? We should take a chug of beer.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our first one. Ring the bell. Greg speaking through all the rules.
If I'm not making sense, I'll take a shot too. If
Greg speaking through the rules like the fucking Jew he is.
Yes. That's a shot of beer.
A problem.
Did that on purpose. Did that on purpose. I don't have anything against Jews.
Like I said, if anyone brings up any emails come in about or questions about Thomas Paine, that's three shots.
Thomas Paine.
Founder of the country.
He read a
Hold on, let's get through the rules. Let's get through the real rules.
That was a rule.
Thomas Paine, that's on the table. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
All right.
We'll allow that rule. I don't see it happening.
I hope that's the first email.
I got a huge Thomas Paine question.
If penis or vagina are referenced as anything other than penis and vagina, so meat, wild, or whatever crazy shit, that's going to be a shot of beer.
Shot of beer
on
a penis or vagina referenced in a way that doesn't use the word penis or vagina.
Yep.
If Anthony or Greg ask, wait, what was the question, or forget what the question was, that's a shot of booze.
That's a shot of booze.
For those two.
Oh, for those two.
Yeah.
Matt, better get ready. Matt is also our booze pourer. Okay.
If a hypothetical, because we're going to mix in some hypotheticals today, if they involve fucking a relative, it's a shot of booze.
Yeah, shot of booze.
Oh, okay, I see what you're getting
at. If we fuck a relative.
I see who you're looking at with that one, man.
And then you guys are going to chug a beer if a hypothetical involves a penis being moved somewhere on the body or
one
replaced
chug.
Or whatever.
You Okay,
okay, so for the listeners at home, those are the rules. You can run them back. Those are the rules. And you'll hear a bell from Mansamp every time the rule is... is hit.
Sure.
And as the other not drinker, I'll sort of help Man Sam. I'll listen in anything he misses.
And I like that Brendan's here as a non-drinker because it tells people at home, you don't have to drink to have fun.
You don't have to.
Well, but let me just tell you guys.
Yeah.
Well, let me be clear.
Let's talk about
Brendan's
tale.
No, my life
tale.
Is horrible.
Yeah, but you're
I love
so
every
drink.
Every day is worse than the last.
It's a nightmare.
So let's go to the emails. Ready? This is no subject.
All
we
right.
don't even know. Shalom, Jew.
Drink.
Nice. Woo.
Chug a beer.
You got to chug a beer. Oh, just a chug.
Oh, a little chug.
Just a shot of beer, yeah.
Okay.
First and foremost, the nut feathering and some background information.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what? God.
We are not. We're going to be here for days.
Yeah.
Buddy sent me a link to your episode with Michael Somerville shortly after The X became The X. Great episode. Got me hooked on the show. Consume the catalog every day during the 9-to-5 as a corporate desk jockey. Your show started me down a path of self-improvement and was a huge part in helping me get my confidence back after the breakup. So thank you, Papa JT. Keep up the good work.
Oh, wow.
That self-improvement, and now we're bringing him back down the rabbit hole with booze and all this shit.
Wow.
My personal background, I'm 26.
Mm.
College grad, solid job, doing pretty well.
5'7"?
I would rate myself... No, hold on.
Okay.
I would rate myself a 6'7"-8.
Oh, 6'7"-8. Beautiful.
So, ugly face, good personality. Okay.
And then what's the body? The body's the last one?
A man or a woman?
The body's a 7. So he's working
nice.
Out.
Good,
he's
good for you.
I like that you would rate yourself a low personality and be like, well, that's what I got.
6'7"-8.
Nothing I can do about that.
He wrote, but that's probably inflated 20%. Girlfriend of 6 years just broke it off with me back in July to be with another dude.
Yeah, she's gay.
To sit together.
Wait.
I guess that does make sense, but it doesn't make sense at the same time.
No,
I don't know the part that makes sense on that to you.
To consolidate a very long story.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
We were living together, talking about engagement, house, etc. Then her dad died. Knew this girl for 10 years.
What was his name?
We don't have the dad's name.
All right, because it could have been Thomas Paine.
212?
It wasn't. Not Thomas Paine.
Could have been.
Could have been.
Could have been.
So we don't know.
You were very close to a Thomas Paine reference. She only talked to her dad once a year around Christmas. He had problems. Uh-huh. Fast forward 2 months after his death, she decides she came home. She wants to fuck one of her dad's work buddies who's around our age. He's basically her dad's only friend. I was traveling for work, came home on a Friday night. She lays it on me. We were supposed to leave that Sunday for a beach vacation with my family. So I left the apartment as soon as she told me and stayed at my parents and went to the beach that Sunday for the week. Came back and she was gone, as well as the majority of the apartment's furnishings. We dealt with financials while I was down at the beach over the phone, and I haven't heard from her since. Shit. This is a real issue that maybe we should save for another podcast.
No. This is good.
Okay,
I have a serious question.
On to the real issues. I finally got myself together, been hitting the gym and shed a couple LBs, have started dating a few girls and frequenting the local bar scene. My questions are more general, so hoping you can shed some light on the questions. I'm not religious, but living outside of Philadelphia in a small suburban town where most everyone is, I don't have a problem with it, but seems that the inverse is not true. Do I lie and say I suck Jesus' dick? Now, that's a different name for penis. That,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Dick is not... What is that?
Yeah, that's true. That's a shot of beer.
Shot of beer.
Yeah.
Wow. When do I get to talk? So you just claim me...
he hasn't asked this question yet.
All right. Currently, I was just asking.
He's wondering if he should say he's religious. No.
Say
just
not
be
now.
Your fucking
no,
self.
No, clearly not.
Clearly, no. Like, I understand if you're around religious people, you're like, what the fuck? I got to talk to them about something. There's somebody out there. There's a butt for every seat, right?
Yeah, great.
Like, there's not going to, like, just because outside of Philadelphia, I understand that area a little bit. I would say even going to the city. City folk don't care about God.
Yeah.
No, city folk no good.
City folk.
City folk
not
don't
only
care,
that,
no
I'm,
God.
I'm having a hard, I mean, I know Philadelphia pretty well. I'm having a hard time believing even... amongst religious people, it's not that big a deal to be like, I'm not particularly religious.
Yeah, no one's going to give a shit.
No one cares.
Look her in the
people
face.
Don't want to be lied to.
Yeah, no. Don't lie. That's out. Yeah. Don't lie.
So, number two, he has another question.
Real quick, can I throw mine in about the religion? Which is, you need to look her in the face and say, I believe in one God and no more, and I hope happiness beyond this life. And that is what you say to her. Who said that?
Thomas Paine.
Thomas Paine.
Shot of beer.
It's pretty much
that's
on
a
point.
Thomas Paine reference.
Well, I didn't know you guys had hemmed yourself into a shot of beer whenever he brings it up.
Actually, you're right. No,
you're going to kill yourself.
So then he writes, related to living in the suburbs, I see pretty much the same people out every night, and there's only one or two bars that pack a big crowd on the weekends. I head down to the city as much as possible, but typically with a bunch of fuckboys and pulling chicks back into that situation is tough considering I'm crashing on the floor of my buddy's apartment. Tinder and Bumble is like three swipes and done. What can I do to meet new people and branch out? Unfortunately, venturing down to the city every weekend isn't a viable option.
Door to door. I've said this before on the podcast.
Knock on people's doors.
Door to door.
Knock on people's doors.
Door to door.
Find a random door.
Yeah. You say you're the gas inspector.
Yeah.
You go door to door.
That is, that's against the law.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But I hear, I mean, for this guy, it's tough when you're in the suburbs. But you got to make the best of what you got thing. What I would do if I were you, suburbs have things cities don't.
Yeah.
Yards, grills. Space.
Boots for jerking your dick.
Jerk boots, dicks. Okay, yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, they got a bunch of booths.
I think carnivals is what you're saying.
Carnies, yeah. So I'm saying, why don't you create a weekend, especially in the fall time, people want to be a little bit more country than rock and roll. So I'm saying, why don't you create an event where you invite your buddies with their girlfriends and invite the friends, have some sort of
scene.
Bring the party to you.
Build the scene, of course.
Build the scene. Bring the party to you. Create an event. Yeah. Do like a country
helicopter guy. Helicopter guy did that. Remember, he made the party. Helicopter pilot guy.
Yes. Were you here that episode?
Yeah, it was my main.
That was the best. Well, that was one of the best emails we've ever got.
He created his own party, and then everyone else wanted to be part of his party.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you gotta rock your situation.
Yeah.
So maybe create something that people can look forward to that they can bring friends to.
Yeah.
Have like a bobbing for apples thing going.
Yeah.
On. Do like
like a ring fitting.
Like Halloween's already come and gone when this is airing, but I'm saying like. If you had like a fall spectacular of some sort.
Oh, yeah. Everyone tries right, everyone else's
let me,
clothes.
Let me play devil's advocate a little bit here. Because I want to... Pardon me.
I'm just throwing out ideas for whoever. Go right ahead.
Seven in heaven, try on each other's clothes.
He's listening to this advice, and here's what he's saying in his mind. He's saying, great, this is great,
but that's
but
one
I
time.
Just fucking told you I don't know anyone. Mm. Who do I invite? And my advice.
No, he says he sees the same people out every night. So.
Right, so he's worried about like, yeah, but I see those people. He's asking to broaden his spectrum.
Yes.
But it's like, so if you do this event that Jared's saying, those people are going to bring other people.
Yes.
You're going to create a new scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, I also would add on, I think this guy is, because he devoted so much of his email to his
girl.
Prior situation.
Yeah, I
think he's in his head. I think
he's
pretty fucking caught up on this thing, as he should
well,
be.
This is
it's a big
deal.
This
is his last question. Yeah. Lastly, I've been unsuccessful in closing. Feel like I blow the window of opportunity every time by being a pussy, and really have just felt...
Pussy!
So that's a different word for vagina, so we gotta take a shot?
Yeah, you take a shot.
Mm.
Yeah. And I do have some honest advice, though.
And really just have the sense of guilt about it. How long is too long to get over a relationship? Why do I feel guilty? Everything is new to me. Dating, social media was off for 5+ years. The apps, everything. I was an introverted person. It was overwhelming and, frankly, emotionally exhausting putting myself out there every time I go out. Yeah, that's the main question.
Yeah, and dude, the answer is, then I'll throw to you, Anthony.
Anthony's been dumped.
But
I was going to say, I actually wrote this email.
Yeah, the thing of it is, dude, you're too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You take whatever time you need. You're out there trying.
Yeah. Yep.
That's fine. It's going to suck, man.
You're playing in traffic.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit.
Yeah. And it's fine. Keep doing it. Keep putting yourself
keep
out there.
Keep putting yourself
out there. Suck for a while.
And here's what I'll also say to him. And all of us at this table have dealt with like some sort of heartbreak.
Sure.
And it's tough to tuck that thing away in the back, in the rear view mirror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For him, that's what I got to say. You have to lean on the fact that this girl left you for her own reasons. And none of them had to do with you as a sexual partner or as a person. They had to do with you just not being the match for her.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't that you were not good enough. It's just you were not the one that was going to be that thing for her.
Yeah, but she's stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yo, she's stupid, girl.
She's not stupid.
That's what I was going to say.
Rosie Perez, everybody.
Yeah, there's going to be the one for you.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yep.
You're fine.
I think the problem with closing is like, you know, if you're the thing is when you got to move in, you got to make a move. You got to be okay getting told no.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be okay with a girl being like, "Listen, not tonight. You're a nice guy."
Yeah.
And then being like, "Okay."
Yeah.
If this food ain't for you, It's going to be for someone else. Someone else is going to be having a craving.
Yeah.
And you got to lean on that. And that's hard to do because right now he's living in the world of like, she left me for a specific guy.
Right.
And that's the most hurtful part because right. then you just look at that guy online, you're like, what do I not have? That
yeah,
he has?
But you know what? Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with
you. She didn't leave you for a specific guy. She yes, she went to another guy after, but it has nothing, like Jared said, it has nothing to do with you. It's not
it's easier
you
to say than
him.
It is to take in, but like you have four guys that are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Also, become that other guy. That's my other advice.
Dress up for him for Halloween. That would really creep her out.
Yes.
What if you dressed up for Halloween as your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend?
That's great.
And then took an Instagram and you're like, just being Bill.
That's great.
And then she saw it.
Yeah, that's not great. A bad idea for the party you have in the backyard.
It's a good haunting.
The ex-girlffriend boyfriend party. Where everyone comes dressed as their exes.
Also, with closing, the move has to be, it's a progression.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what a lot of people do and what I do, I've done this a million times, is you put fucking ahead of everything else. And it's like, that's not how you fuck. You fuck by touching a leg and then hugging
and then kissing
and then boob lick and then go down on them. Like, there's a progression.
Yeah.
You don't just take out the dick and start drilling away.
Yeah.
So you got to do the first thing. The first thing is meet a girl, introduce yourself, hang out, have a few drinks, and then maybe you touch her knee. Let's start with the knee. The touching the knee will get you to the make out to the close.
Right.
Yeah.
So what a lot of us do, we're like, how am I going to make out with this chick? You haven't even touched her knee yet.
Yeah.
I always forget about the knee.
Right?
Yeah. I do. I go right for the kiss, and they're like, what are you doing?
You haven't even touched my knee yet.
I'm like, she's not even here.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hypothetical. Would you rather have your mom sit on your face or your dad?
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that a shot of booze? What is that?
Yeah, that's a shot of booze. Fucking a relative. Yeah.
A shot of booze brought to you by Jaeger.
Okay.
Oh.
How much is a shot?
The full thing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You guys do it differently.
You do a sip.
Yeah, we do it East Coast style.
Yeah, you do it East Coast style.
Yeah,
okay.
Not cool. West Coast style.
Wait.
Mom or dad sit on your face?
This
dad.
Is not a good time. Mm.
Dad?
This is not a good time.
I have heartburn from Jaeger. Oh, my God. But we love it. They sponsored us.
But I'll be honest. I wouldn't enjoy either. But I think just for
gun to your head
to keep my ongoing sort of
no more of this
dignity with my parents. I would say my dad.
Right? What do you think, Greg?
My mom's in my face. My dad. Why are they sitting on my face?
Oh, God.
For like because they
you
need,
have a gun to your head.
I have a gun to my head, and so one of them has to sit in my face.
One of them has to.
Like, is it sexual? Am I getting into it, or are they just sitting there?
No, just sit.
But if you get into it, you're into it.
I'm more comfortable with my dad.
Yeah. Dad.
It's got to be Greg's dad.
My dad's fun.
It could be Greg's dad.
George or my dad.
Oh, I didn't know it could have been Greg's dad. Now I look like a weirdo picking my own dad. I'll take Greg's dad.
I still pick my dad.
I don't have a dad. I got to grab a dad from somewhere.
But sack of bones.
Sack of bones. Grab old sack of bones. I'd put my dad.
We exhume your dad.
Yeah.
Exhume him up.
Bring him out.
What's that mean, exhume?
Just take him out of the grave. Dig
you
him
can't
up.
Because they threw him off the aircraft carrier.
What?
That's a specific person.
This is I get what he's saying.
Yeah. That joke
Mom
is
that's
for
been
one. That was a joke for one person who's here right
they
now.
They threw him off the aircraft carrier.
No, he meant he was implying that his dad is Osama bin Laden.
Oh. Yeah.
Got him.
It took a lot of getting to it.
Yeah.
That shot of Jaeger hit me pretty hard.
No.
Okay, so we're all going with dad, man.
We have to answer dad.
Honestly, what were we talking about?
He didn't answer the question.
Would you, dad or mom?
Well, hold on. Anthony didn't know the question.
That's very good.
Take a shot.
No.
That's right. Just take a little sip of beer.
Sip a beer.
Oh, you're a just leader, man. Simp. This is too much.
Listen, sobriety.
Sip a beer.
Jared, sobriety.
Hey, don't do that shot. That's okay.
Has given me many gifts in my life.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is the foremost among those that I don't have to drink.
Someone's going to love this podcast and someone's going to hate it. Yeah. There's no in between.
I'm having a great time and my fans are loving me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
my fans.
Yeah.
What if Greg just became this huge prima donna?
Yeah.
This is for my fans.
I'm getting a lot of good feedback on the Greg-o-meter right now. A lot of people are loving it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Rad Dude Cast. They're doing a live show November 6th at New York Comedy Club. Use the promo code RADDUDE at New York Comedy Club's website.
Five bananas.
You can get
tickets.
In there. Five bananas to get in. I'll be hosting. They're going to do a live podcast. It's going to be great. Dumpkin season is here.
Oh, was this a commercial?
No.
Fatigate.
Yo, J-Train, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Surprisingly, I've taken a lot of good advice away from this podcast, so I guess thanks.
So why would you guess it?
Yeah, this is the thing about compliments on the internet. There's a lot of, like, I know I want to give you a compliment, but I don't want to sound too gay.
Right, yeah. Just say that.
You're welcome.
Also, if I could backtrack a little bit of a problem with the dumpkin season. You got thing.
What's
listen,
a dumpkin?
I don't know what that means.
That's like a the donut. Thing. I know there's a clever sort of way of saying stuff on this podcast, but you got to mean something.
Well, hold on. We're going to find out.
You can't just make up nonsense.
Anyways, enough of the feathering.
Dumpkin season? I'll dump your
feathering.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, great.
But that,
yeah, man. I
think it's a play on the
donuts.
Word. I think it's the play on the word pumpkin.
No, I get it. But what does that mean?
Why don't we figure this out?
Chocolate. It's a chocolate.
Put that
donut.
Quarter chub away. Of,
no one is.
Put that quarter chub yours away.
Quarter chub.
There's a chub.
These sons of bitches.
What's the lowest percentage of chub you've ever fucked with?
Oh God.
Oh, I've been full rubber band.
Full flaccid.
Yeah. Full flaccid.
See, I've been full
once,
flaccid.
Once you're in there, you can go you can stay on full flaccid. Oh, just don't take it out.
Just don't take it out. Yeah, that's the only rule.
I have tried with less than flaccid. I have been like, we're gonna go for this.
Yeah.
I've put just a ball in. Sneak a ball in.
Dip it in like a tea. Like you make a tea?
Yeah, like a matcha latte.
Do you know what the dogs in the bathtub is?
What's dogs that? In the bathtub?
That's when you try and get both nuts in the vagina.
That is
like if you
ridiculous.
Try and put two dogs in a bathtub, one's always trying to jump out.
That's
oh my
fun.
God, that's
fun.
That's like a fun thing to do with your girlfriend, right?
I don't even think it's fun. It's just a fun saying, but it's like sexually, that's not very fun.
That's not fun for
nuts.
The lady. I can't understand.
Or for you, that hurts your
well,
nuts.
Well, neither
you imagine? Hold on. Would you? Yeah. If a girl asked you for that, if she was like, "Listen." I'm really into two dogs.
No, but
in a bathtub.
Be the girl.
Like
you
we'll
approach
J
the three
train,
of us.
We'll do J Train Theater.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, and I want to be you.
You're me.
Yeah.
And I'll be Harry, your brother.
You're my brother.
Yeah. And then you'll be Jared's mom.
God.
I don't know why my whole family's here for this girl asking for two dogs in a bathtub, but hey, Jared.
Hey.
Oh, this is so hot. I love making out with you.
Oh, I love it with you. You're so great.
Oh, you know, it's just so good to like kiss your lips.
Yeah, it is good to have my full fingers in your fat pussy.
What? Is that how Jared talks?
That's how I talk. And listen. Listen. I forgot that you were me for a second. I was like, I go, how did I get a vagina all of a sudden? Okay, hold on.
Push him up as you like.
Don't worry about that. Oh, man. I just. And your dick is so big, Jared.
Hey, Harrison, hit pause. I want to get real for a second. Because he's filming.
I forgot my brother was in the room. Okay, yeah. Hit pause.
I want to be real. I want to do to you whatever God has spoken in your little ear, and he said, this is pleasure. I
want
to bring that to you.
You really want whatever I want?
I want whatever you want.
What I want is a little thing called two dogs in a bath.
What's that? So I stick two actual human puppies and put them in your
I don't have... No.
Fucking pussy.
No, we don't have to wash my puppies.
Okay.
All you gotta do
is
take both your balls
and
stick them in this fat vagina.
We gotta realize, listen, I love you, but everyone knows I lost a ball in Afghanistan. Not doing war. I wasn't doing, I was there. I was there on
You're just on a vacation.
I was on vacation. And I bet a guy,
how do you
Larry
fly to...
Bird, will hit every three for the next 20 minutes, or you could have one of my balls. How was I supposed to know Larry Bird was retired for 20 years?
It seems like a dumb bet.
I did, I lost it.
But no, seriously. So give me one of your balls and your fake ball.
I love it.
And dip it in.
All right, here it comes.
Good, that's it.
How's my accent on that?
It's
Is it Boston?
So, very Boston.
I'm just going to say, you missed a couple of like... pussies and fat, whatever.
Oh,
so
right.
Just
oh yeah, we gotta take a couple sips. Okay, I've been out here. I've been out in the grown-up world for 2 years now, and have some harmless prank advice for those shithead frat stars who want to fuck with their rivals.
Wait, what? Is this an old Nintendo game?
He goes, I've been listening for a while. I can't believe I haven't emailed yet. Oh, wait a minute. Let me give you some advice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And my question is, let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just... 'Tis the season for pumpkins galore, so what better use for a pumpkin than making it into a dumpkin? It's a very basic idea. Oh, get a pumpkin.
I see where this is.
Carve it any way you'd like. Uh-huh. Just steal a carved pumpkin from a sorority porch next door. Save up a steaming dump and dump in the pumpkin. I can't believe we didn't know right from the start what this was. Yeah.
Also,
drop off on the rival's frat front door. Just throw it at their house. Also, if you want to add some extra touch, put a nice candle in it. See, very simple yet harmless prank. Hope you fucks go out and try this. Keep it out your ass.
Hold on.
Let's not say my name. P.S. I started talking to this 888 the other week. We've been pretty good friends since high school. Oh, this is Alpha to Beta. Alpha to Beta. Is that a shot of booze?
Yes, unfortunately.
This is Alpha to Beta. Ready? Oh, shot of booze.
Did he bring up an elongated pamphlet called Common Sense?
Thomas Paine. Here's my favorite part.
We have been pretty good friends since high school and have had some connection for a while. Good God, that sounds gay. Yeah. You just went full beta.
Full beta.
But I finally decided to pull the trigger and ask her out, but on two dates they went well. Question: how often is too often for me to continue to ask her out to dinner, drinks? Once a week, once every other week, trying to play it cool and not fuck this one up. Appreciate the advice. That's his PS.
His PS was the question. Yeah. But let me backtrack to the dumpkin.
Yo, take a shit in a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's
and throw it at your rivals.
That's the thing. That's
hold
not
on,
a
I really
prank.
Love this girl.
Prank has an element. Even when you dump in a bag and light it on fire, the prank is that they think it's
they
a fire, so they
right
stomp
fire.
It
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Your prank is as good as just being like, hey, man.
I just shit.
Jump on his chest. You just got pranked, baby.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Looks like you got pranked.
Rip his family apart.
I got
yeah. I think Ashton Kutcher's going to contact this guy for the next season of Punk.
The best is throw it at his house.
Throw
whatever.
Then
why'd you put it in the pumpkin?
Yeah.
Just throw a dump at his house.
Yeah, it's
throw
insane.
Some shit on a guy. He called it harmless, too.
Harmless.
He's a flaming thing of shit inside a jack-o'-lantern. Harmless.
Yep. Hold on. Let's answer the question.
Why am I being silenced?
Greg literally has been free to do all the Thomas Paine material he wants, and then he believes he's been silenced.
I have stories to tell.
Stories.
You're going to tell full stories.
Yeah. Full story.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about how much pussy I eat every morning. You don't want to catch me before I've had my pussy.
That sounds like you're going into an ad read. That sounds like an ad read.
That sounds like that's like
you
the worst.
You do not want to talk to me before I've had my pussy, brother. Believe you me.
That is the worst Folgers commercial I've ever heard.
I am not cool to be around.
Yo, be that guy for 2 seconds. Hold on. Let's do some more J-Train Theater. J-Train Theater. I come see you at the... you're my boss, and I walk in, and I got the reports for you, and you haven't eaten your pussy.
All right.
Mr. Stone.
I'm an animal! A cannibal!
What do you want? Mr. Stone! I got the reports to you. You gotta get me the reports.
Get me whatever I want. God, get me some fat liver pussy in my lips, or I'll have your head corked.
Do you find yourself unusually irritable at work?
they go from Greg screaming to, do you need some pussy to eat?
Are you having a hard time concentrating? Well, try our new pussy.
Now this is the scene where you've had your you're just taking pussy by the spoonful. Okay, and sing.
That was a heavenly song.
Here's the move. Let me give this guy advice before. Let me give this guy advice before we move on.
Of course, of course.
He wants to know what's too much. There's no such thing as too much if someone likes you. So the fact is, you got to send a text that lets her know, hey, had a great time last night. Looking forward to the next time. You got to send that after you go on the date.
Yeah.
And then you got to say, you got to be casual with it. Hey, next week, and start to get a little creative as you move on with a girl that you like. It's going to be like, hey, next week, my friends and I are doing something. Here's the thing with girls. You bring a friend into the... I can't believe I'm going to get serious.
Yeah, yeah, tell us.
After the eat pussy commercial.
This is the pumpkin shitting guy?
Yeah, the pumpkin shitting guy. So I'm saying there's a progression. So it starts with date one, drinks. Date two, dinner. Date three, we're going to do dinner again. Date four, weekend hangout. Date five, hey, my friends and I are doing this. Why don't you and your friends come? Now it becomes... Hey, he wants me to meet my friends. You're already bringing her into a high level situation. So it's there's never too much, you know. You just I would say back off on every fucking day. Just always have something where you're like including her. Including a girl is just the biggest like turn on to them because it's like, oh, he wants me a part of his everyday life. Right, guys?
Take her to work.
Of course, man.
Take her to work.
Take her to work. Yeah.
But make sure you've had your pussy.
You say, excuse me, would you mind holding this pumpkin while I shit into it?
Yes, a group activity.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. You can send anything you'd like. Here with the Rad Dude cast. They're doing a live show November 6th at New York Comedy Club. Use the promo code RADDUDE, and you can get $5 tickets to their show. I'll be hosting. They're going to do a live podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let me go to this. Train Wreck is actually sponsored for real.
Really?
All right, we can't interrupt this ad.
This is
a real one. This is a real one.
Right. Harry's, where we actually gave out Harry's stuff to all the Rad Dude Cast guys. They're going to try it out themselves. I am a huge fan of what Harry's does. What do you love most about shaving with Harry's? I love that Harry's is delivered right to my door. Harry's comes right to me. I can order it, and the razors are unbelievable. It's better than any other shaving product I've ever used. They got, and also all the stuff that comes with it. The shave bomb, I used it last night. The fucking the shave cream. It's better than, it's a higher level thing than just doing the cream into your hand. So listen, big razor companies have always made small changes. They come out with the newest version and they raise their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging. Fuck, guys. Which is why they made their razors even better. They're keeping the prices exactly the same. Harry's 5-blade razors now include softer flex hinge and more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, lubricating strip, texture handle for more control when it's wet. Still just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning they own a factory in fucking Germany where they make the blades. Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. And the Rad Dude Cast right now is opening up their free trial set. It's got it all. It's got the cartridge. It's got the razor handle. It's got the shaving gel. It's great. And I have a special offer for my listeners. Enter promo code JTRAIN. That's promo code JTRAIN. That's promo code JTRAIN at checkout and get a post-shave bomb for free with your order. Listen, I'll go off the script for a second. I used the post-shave bomb last night. It smells good. It makes your feel. I thought it would make my face burn. It makes it feel better. Like it feels like you finished the shave. It's really good. So go get this offer because I'll tell you right now, I used it last night. It's great. Promo code JTRAIN, harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout. Claim your free trial set and post-shave bomb. There you go. That's a deal. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I also have a sponsor.
Okay.
Every time I appear somewhere, I have to talk about my sponsor.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let's get to your sponsor.
Yep.
Ladies. Greg has a sponsor. You can find him at gregstone_
Greg's
money sign.
And family at YouTube.
At YouTube.
It's a YouTube series.
Greg's underscore YouTube. Okay.
Yep. And
who are you sponsored by?
Lenny's Lubricated Roast Beefs. If you're roast beef, lubricated, delivered to you whenever you want it.
Yeah, Lenny's
right
lubricated roast beef.
Yeah,
there is not a single female that is listening to this anymore. There is what this is a dude podcast.
Women love me.
No, I'll tell you what. If you're playing this game and there are girls there for the power hour, you are set up for craziest, most fun night you're gonna have.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. We have opened up the conversation for you in every way.
Yeah,
if you have girls at this pregame, I'm already pretty fucked up.
Let me say this right now. If you have girls. Everyone, wherever you're standing, look to your left.
Yeah, this
and
is fun.
Kiss them on the neck.
Whoever they are,
do it. Everyone,
whoever
kiss them.
They are.
Yes, unless they say no. Of course,
if they say no, don't
respect consent.
But everyone do it, and everyone will be kissing.
We're gonna go straight to the email. Ready? Mm-hmm. Sup, Jew Train?
Woo! There we go. Also, real quick, biggest left turn of the podcast, the fact that Greg was not sponsored by Thomas Paint.
Yeah, it's
I thought for sure.
It's a passion project.
That's what was coming up. But no, it was Lenny's lubricated roast beef.
Literally, he left a joke that would have worked, no question, to go for a joke that he had no clue about.
And I don't do Thomas Paint for the money. Everyone knows that.
I love too. He sat on Lenny's for a while.
Long time.
Long time.
Okay, long-time listener, love the podcast, blah, blah, blah. It's
thanks,
the same
man.
Nut feathering as everyone else, so let's just take a shot
nut
of beer.
Nut feathering, feather my nuts.
I just matched with this chick on Tinder. She's a 99 question mark. You be the judge.
Wait, what?
Well, he hasn't met her yet. He doesn't know her personality.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe she was like an ambiguous glob. Changes shape. You know,
like transmorpher. You somehow started talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Maybe she was like ambiguous glob.
Let me stop you guys. Uh-huh. This guy is the truth because he actually gave her Instagram handle.
Oh, that's
I'm not going to share it on the podcast, obviously.
Yeah.
But we're going to see what she fucking looks like. And
give me a description. I'm like a sketch artist.
He said it's a 99 question mark.
I hope people are enjoying me.
Greg went from full confidence to man. I hope people are enjoying me.
Alpha to beta.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Alpha to beta. I'm not drinking that because that's a full shot of vodka.
The speed with which Mansamp jumped out of his producer's chair to get a look at this 99 question mark.
Take a look.
Here she is. Oh my fucking god.
Boy, she's a 100.
She is hot as shit.
I've never seen a human like that.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Let me see.
Turn that around for me. I can't leave the mic.
No, you turn that question.
Which one is she?
Do an exclamation point.
Let me say this. If she's a guy, if she's a German Shepherd, you need to take that to town, show it to the people.
Why does she have to be a German Shepherd for you to take her to town?
Because
why'd you
that
change?
Could be. I'm saying that could be a dog in a human costume, and I would still.
I mean, this girl is worthy.
That's
of
my rule.
She is worthy of a like an all hands on deck. I need to email my favorite podcaster to find out how do I handle this.
Yeah, show. I mean, here's the answer to your question.
Let me just tell
the
listeners.
The
I'm not going to.
No, well then you can't have her.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to tell the listeners right now. Let me say one thing.
Don't be silenced.
She has. Let me tell everyone. To know how hot she is, she has over 1,000 followers, and she's nobody. So that's how you know she is fucking hot. Dude, look at this picture. All her friends are hot.
All my friends are hot. You're looking at them.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm about to creepily follow her one friend.
Yeah?
Oh, her one friend has 300,000 followers.
Your body's talking.
Look at this shit.
Get to this guy's question. Right. Something suspect here.
I just matched with this girl on Tinder, 999, question mark. I distinctly remember very briefly meeting this girl out at the bars earlier this semester. Only reason we met was because we had a mutual friend that was out with her, but there was nothing substantial about our interaction that was worth remembering to use as a side comment material. So we have a theory. Uh-huh. I've given out this advice where you can just say something and like be like, I can. My grandmother does this all the time. She'll be like, you got that right. and then you'll be like yeah, and like if you're responsive, like it's my grandmother, of course I'm gonna say something, but if it's a girl, you'd be like, oh, this workout is fucking horrible at the gym, and then they'd be like, yeah, I know, right? If they give you the attention on that one question, that means they have some sort of interest. My question for you is, how can I use previously meeting her and our mutual friend who happened to be her good friend to turn this Tinder match into a meetup? Ideally, take this beautiful lass out for a night in the Pound Town. My fraternity is having...
Of the Pound? The Pound Town.
Why not get to know her?
Well, I agree with that, but here's my advice. And sometimes
my fraternity is having our formal in Vegas soon, and she definitely won't seem like the ideal candidate to be my date. Please bless me with your fraternal wisdom, sage train. Any advice is greatly appreciated. What do you think?
My thoughts are this. My thoughts are you don't bring up previously meeting her because I don't think she's going to remember you because you barely remember it, and you remember it because she's hot as shit. So
but they have the mutual friend.
Oh, they do. They for sure have the mutual friend.
I think you lean on the mutual
friend. Yeah, mutual friend. But don't say I met you because then it's like...
There's two things you have to say. I met you is... That's you saying I've been masturbating your Instagram for weeks.
It's also you saying, hey, you didn't like me the first chance I had.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I wasn't doodly enough to fucking make it happen the first time.
Right.
So you have to play to the, you never met the first time.
Right.
You say the mutual friend, hey, I love, you make it about her.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that chick's so much fun and cool. How do you guys know each other? And you make it about that. And that's how you start your conversation. The second piece of advice is don't make her above any other girl that you would approach.
Yeah.
You know, don't make it like you're like, oh my God. Don't let her know how excited you are to have matched.
Yes.
Because that will not look like a guy that is like, that thinks he deserves this type of woman.
You need to stimulate her mind and her libido.
So
ask her a question.
If you didn't say that in a funny way, that is true advice.
The greatest erogenous zone is the brain.
Yes, need to say to her, would modern society do well with the fall of religion? Support your argument with text.
He's quoting Payne.
Yeah, is that Payne?
No, I just is that said Payne? Any word I could get to.
Now, the advice is when you message her, make it about the pictures. Make it about... Do zig when everyone else is zagging. So you got to message her with shit that guys... Because every guy is going to... As ridiculous as it sounds, there's a lot of guys on Tinder that are just being like, you're so gorgeous.
No,
like,
never.
Don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. It's more about, hey, you make fun of a thing that's going on in their picture. Hey, if she's wearing a Halloween costume, hey, we had the same Halloween costume. Yes. That's crazy. Because she's a hot chick who wore literally porn star attire. So you got to be fun and funny and talk about the things that she doesn't get talked to about a lot.
Yes, whatever you're passionate about, take it from a guy who has a piece of the aggro crag in his own home. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Okay, I've done something.
Well, the best part... have an aggro character?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Do you know in college I smoked, this kid had a... he had one on guts. He had a piece of the aggro.
He won?
I won.
He won, and he made it into a bong later on in life, and we smoked weed out of his aggro crag.
That guy's a king. I mean, that guy's ridiculous.
That might be the coolest person.
Yeah,
I also have one. So I don't understand why I'm not the coolest person.
You didn't turn yours into a piece.
Yeah, but I got super high for this stupid podcast.
My favorite part about guts.
Just kidding.
My favorite part about guts is that they would go to Mora Court for a weather report on the crag, and she'd be like, it's windy up here! And like, you created this shit! Yeah.
We're indoors.
How's it going on the crag, Mo? Yeah. Like, Mo? You won't believe what's going on the aggro crag! And you'd be like, dude, I know this is inside.
Yeah, it's not K2. I literally see you from down here.
You're literally, there's a track around the aggro crag.
Yes.
The best was when it was global. Who'd you cheer for at Global?
I always cheer him for Russia.
Always Russia.
Yeah, I've been a Russian guy.
Mother Russia.
Exactly.
Get on the podium. I'm fucking putting hand to heart when they play our
from
sad anthem. Play the Russian anthem if we can get it up.
To Ivan Drago in fake movies, I do it.
Yeah,
Top Gun,
always
going
Russia.
For Russia. Yep.
The Olympics.
The Olympics. Always Russia.
Do you know, and I won't say the name.
I always cheered for Israel. Fuck you guys. Fuck this country.
That's a country?
No, it's a belief system.
It's a belief system.
I thought.
I had a great...
This is Greg getting hard right now. Greg...
I know it.
Yeah, sing it.
Little
German.
If this was...
Yes, it's a little mixed. I've made it
hold
up
on,
myself.
Sing the Russian anthem. The funniest part is Russia, if this was a black country, this would be considered racist.
Russia.
Like if we did the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm supporting it. It's not a joke. I know it. Russia is my friend. He has my back till the end. He will not die. We will not lie down to American scum.
That's enough. That's enough. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I don't even remember what the email was about.
Well,
at this
it was
point.
About how to talk to that girl on Tinder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we gave good advice.
Yeah,
that was
he's
fine.
In.
Yeah.
Hypothetical time. JT, I got to know, which superpower is superior? Oh, this is
right up Greg's alley.
Yo, Greg just got harder than he was during the Russian anthem.
Yeah.
For this fucking shit, which superpower is superior? Being able to piss magma or shit a cactus?
Well, here's the thing. When he says being able to, are we supposed? Is that implied? That
hold
you're...
on, he has an explanation okay, for pissing magma.
Thank God.
Yeah. You can turn it on and off. I think.
Yeah, for pissing magma, you have pinpoint accuracy up to 100 meters. Is this guy from out of the country? Meters? What the fuck? Go back to Russia.
Yeah, go back to Slovaks. 100 Slovaks.
Accuracy up to 100 meters and a consistent flow to 10 seconds before you have to reload. So you have a 10-second, 100-meter magma push. For shitting cacti, you use the right form of cacti. You have a pinpoint accuracy up to 20 meters, but you can only shoot one cactus every 3 seconds. Due to the cacti density, it's capable of shooting through walls and causing collateral damage. So what is it? The flame-throwing strong medium or the cactus sphincter bazooka?
The biggest... Oh, sphincter, okay. Yeah.
Well, and strong medium.
And strong medium. So double shot.
The biggest question here for me that he hasn't addressed, I guess when he says you're capable of it, does he mean your penis and your asshole withstands it? Like, because I don't want to piss magma if it's going to burn up my dick the first time I use it.
I think you have, it's an ability, not a detriment.
It's so, like Superman's like heat eyes.
Yeah, but of course. The magma. Oh. The magma shoots farther.
No, but it's an ability. So you don't have disability from this. Like
right,
if you
great.
Shot magma out of your dick.
Investigate 9/11. Get out of here, man.
Who's that fucking guy,
Truther came in.
Get out of here.
Like Truther just ran through here.
Yeah, of course, magma. A longer range with a more potent.
I'm going magma. What are you guys going? Greg or our resident nerd?
This is a no-brainer. You got to go with the magma because it's got better accuracy. Yeah. Bending over with the cactus, that makes you more vulnerable.
Yeah. Five times the range.
Five times the range.
For the listeners at home, Greg actually creates action figures in his spare time.
Custies.
Custos, baby. Oh, yeah.
Custos.
For
that didn't
price.
Make it cooler.
For a price. Oh, I got to start referring to you. I tell you, your new name is Bodo.
What do you think, man, Sam?
There's no question. It's the magma.
Anthony?
What? It hurts when you shit?
Doesn't hurt.
Oh. So wait, how far do these cactus go?
Anthony's kind of asking what happened there.
Shut up, Eric. Anthony has no clue.
Zoned out for a second. That guy came in talking about 9/11 and distracted me.
I get him out of here. He jumped right out the window. There's an ambulance pulling up. That's
crazy how he just shows up here. There's not even a window.
Figured it out.
Hold on, I'm having trouble with the internet here.
Well, then I'll do the magma because everyone seems to be doing that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Do the dude, bro.
While you're
you can send
him
in jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You guys ready for? We're going to do a couple more. You ready?
Yep, we're here with J-Train.
Here with the Rad Dude Cast. They're doing a live show November 6th at New York Comedy Club. Promo code RADDUDE. And you can go on their website, go get a ticket. I'll be hosting. They're going to do a live podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Where am I going wrong?
You're not.
You're doing great.
I mean,
hey, J-Train, first off, thank you for all that you do for us misguided white kids and helping us in our social endeavors.
Wow, just an assumption. Yeah. An assumption.
That's feather. They're feathering.
That's a feather?
That's a feather. That's a feather
but
and also an insult.
Yeah, also a bit of an insult.
Yeah.
Other races can't email people.
You're right. Good point. So here's my scenario. I'm a recent college grad who has never been interested in the idea of a relationship.
Course.
Join us. Yeah. I was a college athlete in a fraternity and focused on academics, so I never really had time for a relationship. There had only been two girls who I would have wanted to get in a relationship with, but ultimately it never happened.
You gotta name names.
Oh, shit.
Anthony just spilled
a lot of water.
Does anyone have a
then just
towel?
Stared at it like
literally
it clean itself up.
Let me just tell that. Let me just tell the listeners at home that Anthony just spilled the water in a way that looked like we were all gonna die, like as if you threw a toaster into the bathtub. That's how much water came out.
I'm very drunk.
So he's got two girls and he
I can't believe no one else is.
Are you crazy? I am flying through the clouds.
Take that shot down,
Greg.
You're saying so many crazy
things. Just to see what happens. You know,
I don't
why not?
Know what you're saying.
Hold on. This guy's got two girls that he would run.
Greg's taking another Jaeger shot just to see where it goes.
I got to cool it.
Hold on. We got more.
I'm getting the coolest.
Girl one. I met her right after my season had ended, which is towards the end of the school year, which we texted, Snapchatted quite a bit, but only hung out in only group settings. The last opportunity I had to hang out with her before I graduated, I walked her home and had a very seventh grade makeout experience. After that, we had not talked until homecoming, where we hung out all day till late, but I found out she had a boyfriend. Girl two, met her at an internship. We texted, snapped a lot. She would tell me how lonely she was and would send me pics of guys she found weird on Tinder.
Not a novel.
That's what I'm talking about.
I figured I was on the hook, but pursued anyways.
Choose A or B. Do I fuck this bitch? I don't fuck this bitch. What up?
Damn.
Signed, Toxic G.
When I had... Toxic G. Do I fuck this bitch or do I not fuck this bitch?
You know who I'm talking about. What up? Signed, Living Camp Hard World.
When I had left the internship, she had received a job where we work, so she lives near me. When I had left, she had stopped all communication cold turkey. My question is, am I reading signals wrong? Do I put myself in the friend zone? So this is a friend zone. What is that, a shot of booze?
It's a 10-second chug.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're overeating it.
Nobody needed this. Hold on.
We'll do this as the last email. We'll do another hypothetical because you guys are going to fall out of your chairs.
I got a hypothetical.
Yeah, I'm Mantip. I love everything you do.
Is he doing reading signals wrong? Do I put myself in the friend zone? Both opportunities with those girls are gone.
Ramrodded.
Well, what can I do better for next time? Any help would be appreciated. P.S. If you give a shout out to one of my best friends who's in the police academy, I would truly appreciate it. At Jason underscore Barbosa 7 on Instagram. So that's
Jay Barbosa. Shout out.
Jason underscore Barbosa 7. What do you think? I mean, I don't think they're gone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to listen to this one.
You son of a bitch.
I like what Greg said, though. These were girls that were... Just give me a rundown.
He's got a girl from college that they made out once and a girl from the internship. I think here's my advice to this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it, baby.
I want to hear it.
The fact of the matter is, with both of these, he's putting too much pressure on making one the girlfriend or not.
Totally.
So he keeps talking about not having a girlfriend in college. It seems like he's ready to see what that world is all about.
Yeah.
My advice to him is don't place that pressure on specific people.
Mm.
Place that pressure on meeting the right person. So for you, you're like, I got these two girls from way back when. Those are my options for getting a girlfriend. Mm. Dude, that's a lot of pressure to put on these two people. Also, you're limiting yourself to those two girls. Why don't you go on Tinder? Why don't you go on Bumble? Why don't you go to a bar with some friends? Mm. And why don't you just invest in meeting people?
Or open the Yellow Pages up.
Here's the thing.
Name by name, baby.
Jared is absolutely right. I'm not sure where the Yellow Pages come in.
Hold on. There's this whole conversation right now where it's like, I'm ready for a girlfriend. Why don't you just be ready to meet somebody and have a good time?
And let me tell you, if either of those girls were the right girl...
the guy came back.
We get this fucking guy out of here.
Yeah, Jesus.
We gotta get rid of this 9/11 truther. It's crazy.
Well, jet fuel.
Investigate Hillary.
Yeah.
You did a two-bar.
Here's the thing. If either of those girls were the girl, you would have fucking been with her. Like, just because you were busy. This is not how a relationship happens.
Yes.
A relationship happens because you're dating or whatever.
Yeah.
You're meeting people, and you realize, I don't fucking want to meet anyone else.
Yeah.
I just want this girl for now. What you're saying, you don't just make the decision and then say, let me narrow it down with these two women.
You don't click into girlfriend.
Yeah,
guys.
Man. Yeah.
You know, like, it's not a mode.
Yeah. He who dares not offend can never be honest. I mean,
who's quoting that?
Thomas Paine. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's great. I think that's great.
That actually kind of works.
Was he British?
No, he was
that's how people spoke in America back then.
And he was American.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, he wanted religion completely taken from our country's laws.
No. So that's Greg's advice.
No, I think this guy's gonna focus less on the persons that he's dealing with and more on going out and introducing himself to new people. And if these girls are girls that you keep coming back to, why don't you just say to them, the girl that lives in your area. Hey, my friends and I are going out. Come meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Make it casual. Yeah. Don't make it I have decided to be a girlfriend guy.
Yes.
And I want to bring you to tonight's quinceañera.
Exactly, man. Buy a guitar. Write your feelings down.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are at the end of our drinking game, JTrain Podcast. We're going to do one hypothetical and we're out. You guys ready?
Yes.
Would you rather be able to bang any girl you want for the rest of your life, but never have a relationship?
Uh-huh.
Or be in the perfect relationship, but never be able to have sex with another person? Wow, this got deep.
Say this again?
This is just... What?
Would you rather be able to bang any girl you want for the rest of your life, but never have a relationship? So you're a single guy forever, but you're banging whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or be in the perfect relationship, but never be able to have sex with another person.
That's just marriage.
Yeah, that's just the relationship.
Yeah, but some marriages are fucked up. Like, you have the perfect
marriage. The government.
Yeah, of course. So the perfect marriage.
Yeah, this is interesting because
a normal question.
The truth is, what this guy is offering us, we all kind of already have. Like, you can already bang every girl. Like, it's just a matter of figuring out
how to grab them by the pussy.
No, but you gotta have magic powers.
Yeah, no, not magic powers.
You can't fuck any girl.
I can.
Yeah,
you can?
Yeah.
Yep.
You believe that?
Yes.
Brendan is very charismatic.
And look at him.
He is good looking.
He's got this new body.
No, it's not about the looks. It's not about the looks, man.
Guy tucks in one shirt all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's making comments about everybody else's shirts.
Yeah.
I think it's a fine fit, Brendan.
For those at home, that was a callback to before we got on the podcast. Brendan called out Anthony about his shirt sizes.
It's a great shirt.
Still offended.
It's a great shirt. But I would take... option two, the perfect relationship. Because here's the thing: if it was truly perfect, right?
Yeah.
If then in every way, shape, or its form, it's perfect. The sex is perfect. Plus, perfection would mean for something is happening in that relationship where I don't even want to fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can picture what he's saying, but that is perfection.
I already know that Man Sam has to say because he's engaged.
That's
and
right.
All that shit. So
me too. I'm with you, man.
I'm already in the perfect relationship.
Yeah,
me
so
too.
You did it. There's. And Man Sam preserves his blowjob. What do you think? Perfect relationship or bang any chick?
You have failed this email.
I failed?
No, this guy. He failed everything. You go relationship because, baby, even love on the rocks is still a little wet.
Did Thomas Paine say that?
T-Pain said that.
T-Pain. It was a T-Pain quote, not a Thomas Paine quote.
A lot of people don't realize T-Pain actually short for Thomas Paine.
That is a fun character.
That's a fun character.
T-Pain, who says everything Thomas Paine says, but auto-tune, is a fun character.
That's an SNL
sketch right there. We must break free from the British.
Yo, we got to start writing SNL packets like three Jaegers deep.
Yeah.
Because that was an idea. Together.
You know what I mean? As one name. Staff. You pay us $10 each.
$10
we'll
each.
Do it.
What do you think? Perfect relationship?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, like I love to cuddle.
Yeah. Talking is great.
You gotta go perfect relationship because that means the sex is great too.
Yeah. Also,
there's no
like,
jerking off for relationships.
No, maybe the perfect relationship is she's like, bring any chicken.
You know what I mean? But like jerking, like if you're in a relationship, you could jerk off to other women.
Yeah.
If you're not in a relationship, you can't get the mental jerking off of a relationship.
You're in a relationship. Where do you masturbate?
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Where do you masturbate?
I do.
I masturbate on my bed.
On your bed.
Sometimes in the bathroom.
And sometimes in the
bathroom. Greg doesn't tell anyone about it.
Oh, but you know.
Why
but
do you have to tell anybody about that?
Because he wants a flyer. He wants a sign-up sheet. He wants a whole...
He wants a whole thing?
He wants to bring everything in.
For those of you at home that don't know, Greg and Anthony live together.
He said, did you... I go out of the bathroom one day, nice. I'm like, and he goes, hey, did you fill out your W-9? And I was like, what? And he's like, you jerk off in the bathroom? He's like, well, then you have to fill out a W-9.
Yeah, that's
do you jerk off in the shower or sitting on the toilet?
Looking in the mirror,
love
the sink.
That's insane. Love a shower jerk.
No, not me. I don't like standing up.
Yeah.
No, I just like the change up. I like the no cleanup, no fuss, no muss. You know.
Yeah, but then you got it all over your hands.
No, but then you take the soap and you start washing off.
Soap. Okay.
If I do a
that was a foreign concept to you. The soap.
If I do a shower jerk, I got to sit down in the shower. Then you feel dirty.
You have to sit down.
I don't like to stand up and jerk off.
Stand up makes you feel dirty, and sitting down makes you feel clean.
Yeah. No. Sitting down makes me feel dirty because I don't like to sit on a shower floor. I can't. I don't like to come in the shower standing up.
I'm with you.
I'll whack off in the shower and I'll do it standing up, but it looks like I'm crying at the end of a movie. Like I'm.
Oh, you're leaning
against
in.
The
wall. Yeah, sure.
Like Rocky.
Yeah, I'm like Rocky. Like Adrian! Slamming against the wall. So
I used to shit standing up.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Yeah.
Like a soul. I thought it was a soldier thing to do.
Yes, this is what I learned in the Green Beret camp as well.
Explain that one.
I would stand strategically over the toilet and I would shit. And it would dribble
down. But wouldn't
down
it
in.
Go down? Like the angles don't work.
Yeah, it would go
just
down
the
my
idea
legs
that
and then poop in.
How old were you when you did this?
I was like till 21.
So you're like, I get to drink now and I get to sit down.
Well, I never served. So I thought this was my
this
like,
is your way.
You never serve. You said that as if we'd be shocked.
But you know what?
By that relevant revelation
for the country through this shitting.
I served that bowl all right.
Yeah.
Well, a hefty piece of poop.
Well, Rad Dukecast, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being on the podcast. This is the Drink Cast. We'll take one last shot just because we have it in front of us as a goodbye.
Yeah, you guys will do that.
They're doing a live show on November 6th at New York Comedy Club. Promo code RADDUDE at their website. Man Sam, thank you for helping out.
Yeah, of course. This was great.
At Man Sam on Instagram, Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I'm Jared Free.
Oh, this is also episode. Well, this is also the Rad Dude Cast. So could somebody just let us have this download? So we just use this for our.
We'll just retweet it and then it's ours.
You'll retweet it.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 119 of the world famous Rad Dude.
You guys. So you go listen to Rad Dude Cast on iTunes. It comes out whenever these guys fucking feel like it.
But once a week.
Well, whenever you release this one.
When I release this one, this is the Rad Dude Cast. And I'm Jared Freed. I'm here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails.
Also, if you tie a string to your penis. In your jeans and you walk around, it just jerks you off all day. So that's fun for everybody.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's our closing piece of advice.
Or rips your dick off.
Someone's walking away being like, oh, if I tie a string to my penis?
Yeah. Yeah, and the inside of your jeans, every time you move,
is there a string tied to your penis right now?
There's always a string tied to your penis.
That's what they would do in the Wild Wild West.
The Wild Wild West.
They would. They didn't have stuff.
That's the whole premise for the Will Smith movie. They were all strings.
Do you guys remember those pants? They had pants that you would wear that would jerk you off.
We mean we remember them as if they were a thing that just everyone had. Do you remember?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. Follow, support the JTrain podcast. Keep
but let me
sharing.
Ask you a question.
We are out. Boom.
What about dates to plug?
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom.